Pelvin Mitzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah will discuss the definition of what is considered to be an ones, what is considered to be something which is beyond the guardian's control, and therefore he would be pater, except in a case of a shoel, of a borrower, and what is considered to be not an ones, something that he could have controlled. So the Mishnah will give us several examples of this. It tells us, Ze'ev echad eina ones. If a person is guarding, let's say, sheep, and comes along a wolf, a lone wolf, eina ones. That's not considered an ones. The guardian should be able to chase off and deal with a single wolf. Shnei ze'evim, however, if it's two wolves, ones. That's considered to be something against your, that's happened against your will. You have no choice. You have to run away. You can't. You're not able to fight off two wolves at one time. Rabbi Yehuda says that b'shas mishlachas ze'evim, at a time where there's an onslaught of wolves, and that is to say that wolves feel more free to appear even in inhabited areas, then af ze'ev echad ones. Then even one wolf would be considered to be an ones, because the ze'evim, the wolves at that time, are showing more chutzpah. They're just more less afraid of human beings. Now, let's say we're not talking about wolves, we're talking about dogs, which are less difficult to deal with. Shnech lovim enam ones. If it's two dogs, it's not considered an ones. Even two dogs, a human being should be able to fight them off. Yadua ha-bavli omer mishim Rabbi Meir. This Talmud Chacham named Yadua ha-bavli said in the name of Rabbi Meir, it depends how they're approaching you. Meruach achas ena ones. If the dogs, the two dogs are approaching you from one direction, it's not an ones, you should be able to approach, deal with them. Mishtei ruchos, however, if they're coming from two different directions, then you're considered to be an ones, it's against your will. Halistim, robbers, hareza ones, you're an ones, you can't necessarily fight off robbers, they are armed generally, so that's an ones. Now, ha'ari, a lion, v'hadov, or a bear, v'hanomer, or a leopard, v'habardalos. Bardalos is commonly translated as a marten, an animal, it's M-A-R-T-E-N, another ravenous animal, v'hanachash, or a snake, hareza ones. All of those are considered ones, and you can't be expected to fight them off. Emosai, now when is it that in these instances you're considered an ones, and therefore you're potter, you're not liable? That, when is that true? Bizman shabao me'alehen, when the animals come on their own. Avol, however, im holichan lumakom gedude chayav alistim, if you brought the sheep to a place which has groups of animals, wild animals, and robbers, ain't onus. It's not considered an onus, even though once you're there, it's against your will. But you were in a position not to bring them in the first place. And by bringing them in the first place, you are considered to be negligent and therefore liable.